Playing in a park one day. The little girl gave the little boy a kiss, and this is what I heard her say. I used to yank ya, and then I yike ya, and now I yob ya. I yob ya now because ya.
Time marches on like a soldier into cattle.
Continuing also with the Associated Press countdown of the year, the top stories, number 10.
Before you got here, Mr. Orange.
As we are launching impeachment programming on Comedy Central Channel for 2006, new lineup to be announced shortly. Number 9 was the CIA leak of everything that was happening, and the headline that Valerie Plame poses once again for magazines.
Concludes, this is the largest civil engineering disaster in the history of the United States.
Because you won't pay attention to the devil in you. You won't pay attention to your shadow. You won't pay attention to your self-doubt. You won't pay attention to the capacity to assess and evaluate. You won't pay attention.
Quote. Maybe that's criminal engineering then, Professor. I don't know. When does it cross the line? But just proving that failing upward doesn't only happen in Hollywood. Stories this week about the controversy over whether New Orleans is safe. That is to say, whether there are toxic substance.
Yes, even to your negative ego, because you're letting it run you rampant and blind, because you're believing its lie that it doesn't exist. The devil is a powerful archetypal energy.
Las Naciones Unidas nacieron de una esperanza que sobrevivió a la guerra mundial, la esperanza de un mundo con justicia para todos. La paz del mundo jamás debía verse en peligro por la voluntad de un solo país. No solo es esto una negación de la democracia y sus principios, sino que constituye una injerencia.
What happened at the bureau with the young lady in the hallway, and it's here in the film about the same time. when he gets word that his father is very, very sick in Florida. And he and Bonnie go to Florida to find Howard Hanson virtually on his deathbed.
In the air and the soil that endanger.
Or in the long run. An average house in this neighborhood costs perhaps $800, and to lay up this sum will take from 10 to 15 years of the laborer's life, even if he is not encumbered with a family. Estimating the pecuniary value of every man's labor at $1 a day, for if some receive more, others receive less.
Honey, I'm on my way home. You need to pick up the along the way.
Or others receive less.
Laura, stop it.
So that he must have spent more than half his life commonly before his wigwam will be earned.
Is there a profound change that you've gone through that you think of or refer?
That isn't really a devil at all. It's your conscience. It's not the devil. It's your shadow. It's your inner voice. It's your ego, both negative and positive, depending upon whether you've allowed it to be strong or left it weak.
There are about 7,000 people, and if you can visualize what they do in Times Square New Year's Eve, putting people in those police pens, that's exactly what they're doing here today.
That we have these subjective opinions, and maybe other people share them, but they acquire a kind of reality of their own. So to take an obvious example that you're all familiar with, this piece of paper, as an item of physics, is rather trivial. I mean, it's a bunch of cellulose fibers with some government-bought dyes on it. It's not very interesting physically, but we find it interesting because it's money. Now, what fact about it makes it money?
He begged me to do it.
Well, all right, then I guess we take him to a hospital. I mean, if that's what he said, let's do it. Since he don't know nothing about us, I say it's his decision.
Well, he knows little about me.
I don't know nothing about us. I say it's his decision.
It is the self-doubt and the self-confusion that can be the springboard to your genius. It is the self-questioning that can bring about new ideas. It is the internal dialogue that can bring about invention and change and dreams and leaping forward. The devil, not what Christians or religions of your modern world, whatever Christian or non-Christian, have made it, but the archetypal energy that is expressed in the rendition of that of the devil, out of the valor and temperance, out of the empowerment, listening to the inner voices, you can tear down the old structures. You can remove the obstacles that stand in your way. You can remove the fences, the hurdles. And out of the rubble can emerge the light. Can emerge as phoenix from the ash. You rise the way, the star, the light that is like a star in the brilliant heaven.
One that's further away, it's moved from here to here. Here's a rather distant one, it's moved from here to here.
But Howard, we apologize, that's obviously the wrong cut, that's not Michelle, although she has a very deep voice all of a sudden. So let's try to find Michelle Gerson speaking with fans at street level outside of K-Rock here in Manhattan after John the Stutterer got up and tried his best to utter his utterances to the crowd.
And we'll get that report too in just a moment. Earlier today, as they started the show, Howard and Robin were talking about the rain, and the rain, by the way, has tapered off, and it's in the low 50s now, and that's a lot better forecast.
Alan's lecture tonight.
Alcohol is just as much drugged as a person might be under the influence of morphine. He is rendered insensitive and vaguely sleepy.
Socrates encourages rational investigation, and that, as Nietzsche sees it, is exactly one of the things that has led to the demise of faith in the Christian God.
Funerary mounds, big, solid, round mounds that had a square structure on the top and then a series of parasols that extended up from the top of that square structure. The relic of the Buddha's cremation was put inside that square structure at the top of the mound. And then around the mound, very often, not in every case, but very often, there was a railing that seemed to delimit this space as a sacred space.
Back. Jeff Thomas sitting in for Derry Brownfield on the Common Sense Coalition. Our guest today, Brent Johnson of Freedom Bound International, discussing the Patriot Act legislation being legislation across the country by cities and towns where they say we don't want the Patriot Act, and furthermore, if any of our employees give assistance to the Fed, I guess there's provisions in there for punishment.
Well, no, they simply tell their employees you may not do that. You may not give assistance. Now, in all fairness, okay, it's not one piece of legislation that's been passed by 173 counties. Each one has designed its own piece. And I've seen numerous ones. I haven't seen all 173 in all four states. But the ones that I have seen, they're...
than any other in the night. The star, the way-shower. So that you can stand tall in the light of...
lawnmower flies past my window, and the children are nonplussed. The pants are pressed and ready for action. There's a Barbie doll at the bottom of the well.
On the Rorschach, the papers are in good order, the file's fine. No difficulty with your motor skills, and I think you're probably pretty ready for this job. We got one more kind of psychological test we always do here. It's just a word association. I'll throw you out a few words. Anything that comes to your mind, just throw back at me, okay? Just kind of an arbitrary thing, like if I said dog, you'd say...
Tree.
Tree.
The allure of that, and just that you're part of something bigger than you, whereas at Harvard it was just all about him in his isolated little world. I did like that. I also think it had the moment you and I both lamented the movie Fever Pitch, the remake here about baseball, didn't have and needed, which was the moment where this is Fenway Park. It's one of the greatest dance, and it's really funny. The second chapter, Islands, him and a friend going to this island trying to find a good place to work, just a quiet place, and getting caught up in the environment, not really being able to do that. And then the last chapter, Doctors, is about a real struggle Moretti had, where he starts having this skin condition, this skin ailment, where he's just all the time, and he keeps going to all these different doctors.
You can hear the special
all
space
to
hip-hop version.
And if, in fact, you don't hear about this in the next week, you should email him.
Email
bug
Potter.
Him, bug him until he cuts some wax for you.
Why isn't your music in Napster yet?
It is.
You got a new mixer now?
The original cremation of the Buddha were taken out, according to Buddhist tradition, and redivided and further distributed. So what was originally a set of only about six different holy places became a vast profusion of places associated in one way or another with the relics that lingered from the Buddha's cremation. But this wasn't the only option. There also were objects that the Buddha owned in one way or another. I mentioned in a previous lecture that important shrine of the Buddha's begging bowl in Peshawar, up on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. There were other shrines like that too in the early centuries after the Buddha's death, associated with objects that he that were part of his life. And a common form of shrine, similar to these shrines of the Buddha's relics and also of the Buddha's possessions, is the shrine associated with the Buddha's footprints.
Of an intellectual property laws being rewritten in order to turn it into an American-style capitalist economy. The United States Agency for International Development has invited U.S. companies to bid for contracts that range between...
Is the shrine associated with the Buddha's footprints? New Metaphysics on the trail, looking for the elusive thing of value. You know, whatever you're on a trail for, just fill me in. Sign me up for one of those. For the show, since I can core or incorporate, depending on my modern matricidal tendency, or even what I want to do, if it ever gets that far. There's no telling today.
And the milkshake of despair.
Translate, untranslate, pay a corporation, step back, check your stool, make sure you got at least three legs going, take a piece of mechanical equipment and throw it in a nice graceful arc towards a hard concrete style floor so it lands gracefully on one corner of its chassis and will harm itself as much as it can before you get to get graceful on it again if you swim with my fishes. NewMetaphysics.com, of course, if you want to slash throats and do some damage to yourself. Just don't ask me to help. I don't like to help people. It's sort of a unnecessary, kind of a sick kind of thing to do. I have too much human dignity now. So I've resurrected myself a couple hundred times already. Charity thing. That's, only in the home dungeon basement can that be engaged in without surrendering human majesty.
Out of a lair in the flocked leaves, in the dew-dipped year, to eat your heart in the house in the rosy wood. Sleep good forever, slow and deep, spelled rare and wise. My girl ranging the night in the rose and shire of the hobnail tales. No goose herd or swine will turn into a homestall king or hamlet of fire and prince of ice to court the honeyed heart from your side beyond sunrise. In a spinny of ringed boys and ganders.
We're getting off.
Shakes hands with Secret Agent 666.
¶¶ Despite all the flags fluttering on First Avenue, there are no nations anymore, only companies, international companies. It's where we are, it's what we are.
I think you're wrong.
You are still young. I'm an acquired taste.
We're just mad laughing ravers, and we don't want to meet. We don't want to meet blokes, as in, you know, go out. All we want to do is meet mad laughers, huge dealers.
At the sight of the bunnies popping and bopping about the backyard.
Well, making a film is an extremely difficult thing to do. You know, the biggest challenge is making a film, just making a film that makes sense. It's hard to make a film that's releasable, that's not...
With big eyes, pupils, mad coloured clothes, do you want to come out raving with us a lot? I mean, there are loads of us anyway, but we just want to meet more, because, you know, the more there are.
The relentless humid sun beats down, baking the earth into piping hot brick cake. As blueberries burst like lip balms. My great, great, great grandmother grieves and cries.
Not embarrassing.
The light of sun, to be judged by the world. Judged wrong, but you shall not be punished. Not the judgment of the passion stealer, not the judgment that is constricted and hurtful, intending to separate you from experience, but that true energy. For when I have the temperance that is my empowerment, fully in dialogue with my devil within, the advocacy of self-doubt, when I have examined and thoroughly held my dialogues and allow the structures to crumble so as to out of the rubble and the ash, to see the new way, the new light, I can stand in the light of moon, I can stand in the light of sun, and I can stand before the world to be judged confident of who I am.
Similar concern that we could see incidents like that here tonight.
It's tough today. You have to be a double agent at all times just to stay in the default box. Forget the $200. I don't even know what the currency rate is.
We're getting off.
It's just all a matter of ball scratching these days. If you're lucky, you can scratch the whole sack at one time. If you're an artist, not too many of those around.
FBI, Intel, TTF.
Sniper team.
Sniper team.
Secret Service, Secret Service.
And out of such comes the 22nd archetype of the 21st number, out of judgment. When you are ready to stand up and be truly, positively, constructively, expansively judged, you have achieved mastery and artistry. It is as though the world was yours. These energies
I'll be honest with you. I don't know how honest I can be with you.
Information, not your name.
A drink of 250 or 200.
Take the $200, though. Can always buy more ammo with that.
So what do you think?
She's a liar.
Gary at newmetaphysics.com for some emailings. Push a button, touch the sky. If all the rest were only so easy.
The objective to the private.
Just keep that in mind when you walk down life's path. Skipping past a fork as though it weren't even there.
I don't concentrate on faces in my job.
You listen to voices.
New Metaphysics. The show, what has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
Do you think you could identify the voice you heard if you heard it again?
You didn't see yourself in those days. Those were pre-video. The band was rarely filmed, and if they were filmed, I don't remember ever seeing it.
The New Metaphysics channel on your dial. Remember to write that down in the diary now so that everything works out the good way, the way we're used to. We know what's going on. We know how it all works. Pay the piper, stick channel one's wire into the orifice of the other side as though it weren't even there. Walk past the chuck hole, apply synergy feed sack, scratch the various areas where refuse is being deleted from. For men, that is. It's the only way they can do that. As though it weren't even there. Weren't even there.
personal, bridging the between.
There are differences. For example, Oakland is in California is very clear that you will not be supportive of any acts by federal government. Philadelphia, however, went short of that. They didn't quite make that statement. They did say that you're responsible for protecting the civil liberties of the citizens of this community.
Is this thing called jazz?
You see, the archetypes are the formless forms that hold the subjective and objective patterns, programs, imprints, not implants, imprints of energy, of force, and its formations.
I ever did before, you see.
Notice that its chemical composition is not sufficient to make it money. If I get so good at chemistry that I can make these in my basement, I'll get in a lot of trouble.
It holds the subjective programs.
She took the problem to a doctor. It's Glenn, the doctor. Like this go wrong with someone so close and in your own family. It's so hard to believe.
It's not really hard to believe. It's just hard for you to accept.
Well, of course it's hard for me to accept. Suppose I were to come home with Roy or one of my other boyfriends some night and find Glenn like I did last night.
Yeah, that would be hard to explain.
That's the understatement of the year. How does one go about introducing your friends to your brother when brother's wearing your best sweater and your skirt and makeup to boot?
Well, what do you think?
She's a liar.
What else do we know? Since the initial clearance, is she married? Does she have a child? Does she belong to any clubs? Is she registered to vote? Democrat? Republican? What religion is she? Who is she?
Prostate problems.
So that's good. That's a good kind of scary.
And that's all of our mortality on tomorrow, you know?
Jason's a cool guy. He has a hot girlfriend. I guess they're married.
It's his wife. I remember reading the web pages that his wife made, and I think.
You can
imagine once the storytelling capacity of this early community began to elaborate itself.
My alarm clock, this ink, I won't go away. I shall be myself, free, a genius, an embarrassment, like the Indian.
Objective programs, the subjective patterns, the subjective and objective avenues of least effort and resistance. They hold the objective on the subjective imprints. The blueprints, if you will.
I don't concentrate on faces in my job.
You listen to voices.
I think that most directors direct because there's a great deal of satisfaction in reorder.
Both design and construction.
Chapter 12, Keep Score. Keep a running tally of life's injustices and get really angry about every single one of them. Yes, we all know that the world isn't meant to be fair, except where you're concerned. And in that case, it's supposed to be more than fair. But again, don't even think about whether it's equitable for anyone else. Your justifiable anger over anything that's not perfect for you is all that counts.
In the world, I mean, you can say, I know the truth, I want something better.
All that is. And it is the interplay of the archetypes that allow the subjective and objective flow.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here tonight. Welcome the audience. MXB band behind me back there, all the boys. Always a lot of fun having them around, even though no one ever says anything about it. Of course, it's been a long haul from the prairie. The covered wagons and the Ellis Island rotunda and everything. All the welcome wagons. Barbecue. People from all over. Coming in from Mexico. Rio Grande. All coming in to the big lady in the harbor. Squat down beneath that and get a good dose of what the abundant life has in store for us here in this staging area. Last stage to stage any kind of a stage show. Coming in across the border without a couple of keys. Peoples from all walk of life, all parts of Mexico coming in, and even some Central America, out for the long walk, coming in. Here in the new metaphysics program, where Gary Geiserman's timing is impeccable.
You in 1968, before I had any thought I might even win that year. I didn't tell you I didn't think I might win, but I wasn't sure.
Freshen up, catch up on the latest trends in music, science, hairstyles.
I think that most directors direct because there's a great deal of satisfaction in reordering a world.
Join the legions of the living.
And that comes first, but they didn't actually come out and say, you're prohibited from. So there are grades, there are degrees.
I mean, you can say, I know the truth, I want something better.
These various pieces of legislation, there are, you know, some go first, but there is very clearly a massive movement against the USA Patriot Act, and it's a reasonable question to ask why.
Sure.
And you know, to me, the only way to come up with an answer is to first understand what is it that makes America great. What is America about? America was founded on the principle that you're...
I want something different. You know, my life is my life. I have one life. I'm a certain age. I have a wife. I have children. That's it. That's my one life. I can't have any other.
One day, a carload of rollicking, tanned, supple-skinned co-eds roars by the dirt road leading up to my small country estate. A quartet of superb, blonde, bronzed goddesses, one in a low-cut evening gown, another in a pair of cut-off shorts and halter top, a third in a bikini, a fourth wearing skin-tight jeans with a t-shirt recently wet by a splash on the road. I gaze wistfully at the receding license plate, numbers too small for me to discern. And then, to my amazement, I hear the roar of the engine increase as the vehicle turns around and, in a cloud of expectant dust, screeches to a halt at the bottom of my driveway. The girls get out and, timorously giggling, approach. They are carrying a party-colored pavilion tent, which they begin to erect on my front lawn. And they invite me in and begin a slow, undulating dance and undress me and slowly peel from their supple and perfect young bodies the scanty coverings in which they have arrived to reveal an explosion of loveliness surpassing the fantasies that I, up until this point, have only been imagining myself a part of. And the five of us writhe and grunt and sweat and groan and scream in ecstasy until...
Well, that your rights come from a higher source than government. You're endowed by your creator. How many of you were created by government? Source America, the only way against the USA Patriot Act, and it's a reasonable question to ask why.
Sure.
And you know, to me, the only way to come up with an answer is to first understand
life, but I can have many lives when I direct films.
Whoa.
water systems, textbook distribution, and cell phone networks. Soon after, Bush the Lesser announced that he wanted American farmers to feed the world. Dan Amstutz, a former senior executive of Cargill, the biggest grain producer exporter in the world, was put in charge of agricultural reconstruction in Iraq. Kevin Watkin, Oxfam's policy director, said, putting Dan Amstutz in charge of agriculture reconstruction in Iraq is like putting Saddam Hussein in the chair of a human rights commission.
I've made 19 films now, and in each one of those films, I get to be the male hero. I get to be the male action guy. I get to be the cop whose wife died. I get to be the... the woman who's living through a tragedy. I get to be all of those people.
Of the archetypes that allow the subjective and objective flow of pattern, of program, of avenue, of imprint, of blueprint, from design to construction and creation and manifestation.
That's a very enriching experience.
All dances before me now. Got the puppet play going pretty good. You know, if you go out, let's say go out to the country kind of thing, away for maybe 2 years with just some tapes or audio media, let's call it these days. Just work at it for a while.
Assuming you are motivated to do so.
In particular, detritus around your bathtub is not too pernicious in the later stages. You could pretty much bust out of this place. Hit the Heisenberg. Keep on running, my friends.
It is their magic that does this, and it is their magic with your magic that you can co-create.
Problems.
What is wrong?
People know about the use of condoms. The voodoo gay bar.
Pull it, you go and have that cup of tea and sit down now.
Carriage rides with call girls.
For the local edition, I am Chuck Rosina.
Is it your impression that attitudes are changing?
Michael Jackson's fans are loyal. There was no sign of the reclusive pop star.
But to do so, to understand, to have a bit of rapport, to understand the archetypes. And toward that end, let's talk of it in this capacity.
On the other hand, one of the comments the ugliest man, the character, makes is that he couldn't stand it anymore. God was watching him constantly, and being ugly, it was just something that became intolerable. Hence his motivation. Well, that sounds sort of playful, But again, this resonates with the way Nietzsche thinks the death of God has actually come about. More and more, in his opinion, people came to see themselves as fundamentally flawed, fundamentally ugly, fundamentally sinful. And pushing that to its extreme point, it becomes intolerable to imagine a divine being viewing all of that. Hence the death of God. A lot of these rather playful images actually do tell stories or make points that Nietzsche wants to assert, but he doesn't present them as simple assertions, simple statements of the facts of the matter. Instead, they're provocative. In general, I would say one of his general tendencies, or basically what he's trying to do, is give us an experience of thought, not so much the general idea that he concluded. Many philosophers make arguments defending a certain point, and there's no effort to explain how it is they came to the conclusion. In fact, truth be told, as Nietzsche sees it, oftentimes philosophers come to their conclusions before constructing the arguments, and then only after the fact manufacture arguments that might lead to this conclusion. In a sense, Nietzsche does the opposite. He starts forays of thought that allow the reader to come to conclusions themselves. Sometimes he pursues them for only a paragraph or a few sentences.
I don't know whether I wanted to be an actor as much as I just wanted to avoid having a real job. I didn't want to do something that was the same thing over and over, because it's a, you sort of flash on your whole life when, and you can see right straight through to the end of it immediately. I wanted something with more variety.
Are the objective archetypes. They are not figments of your imagination, of your creation.
Great. What is America about? America was founded on the principle that your rights come from a higher source than government. You're endowed by your creator. How many of you were created by government? So you didn't get your rights from government. And that's
not something that you create, but I thought I create my reality. Yes, you do. And archetypes are not of your reality. They are from beyond your reality.
That means that your rights are more important than anything government ever has to do. As a matter of fact, the Declaration says, to secure these rights, governments are instituted. So the reason we have government is to protect the free exercise of your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we allow our government to encroach upon those rights in the name of giving us security, then the cost, in my mind, and apparently in 173 other cities, is too great. That is not worth combating terrorism. In order to do it, we have to chain down the rights that we got from God.
We must not allow the peace of the world to be jeopardized.
No solo es esto una negación de la democracia y sus principios,
sino que constituye.
These people will only last so long before the market inevitably crushes them.
Now, I should explain how I came to be interested in the problem which is...
Everyone's a double agent now. those who have been around for a while, of course, are triples. Even some quads walking around. Hard to see them, though. Do the math. Do some IRS on that monkey, huh? New metaphysicals. Friend of Americans. Unwrinkle it. Watch the reflection. Give that drivetrain a hand job and jump out of that spot, my friends. Race on out towards Marketplace. Past those Walmarts like little flicking fleas. New metaphysics. Mellow on the audio. Signposts along the way. And pray to God. Pray to the goddess. Pray to all. Keep your hands on your hips. You can be in the Secret Service at all. Even just John Q. Spy. Keep you above water, my friends. If you are friends of America, that is. Those abroad, gotta climb on some other pole, my friend. Go after some other beanstalk. We already took your stuff. It's not really fair to try to take it back, although probably a quarter's already been taken back. Except the rate of decay in the 2.5 to 3.5 world is a lot faster than here in the telecom continent staging platform. Above ground mine shaft here in America. The States United. Like a horde of raging sperm. They know whose head to scratch. We've already gone west. We've done the masculine westward ho thing already. Everybody's like a double agent today. That's what it says in the signs. Doesn't tell you what road you're on, though. Hate when that happens. New metaphysics. Steady on the mic. People elsewhere can hear your show. And they call it new metaphysics now, don't they? When did that start happening?
Even subconscious and unconscious reality, they are from beyond.
Y una injerencia en los asuntos internos de Estado soberano.
Before I even begin reading, I haven't read the article yet. The headline won't be enough. Anyway, this is probably some of what you heard last night. You know, being able to modify the genetic code of the human or whatever. Let's see what's up here. The U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb, which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible.
And the objective archetypes do not have form. But they are experienced in form. Archetypal form. And you see, it's like this. are those in your world who can experience the energy. And they try to find a way.
By the way, you're listening to Gender Talk on WMBR in Cambridge.
Yes, you are. Gays and lesbians in the House of Commons.
You can find them in the Yellow Pages.
Ooh.
Everybody. Especially electrologists. Electrologists.
Dushk.
Drugs.
Quote, there is definitely more to being a successful drag queen than simply wearing the right clothes.
And don't make the mistake of going to the one who's the most attractive. Don't beat around the bush on this one.
Does not.
You have our most heartfelt condolences, compulsive, sick obsession.
Quote, a chick with a dick with a heart, unquote. Because the Brits are fun.
You know what? I think there's a relationship between capitalism and poor taste, and they can leave you scarred badly.
A veteran member of Canada's Tory party.
But you're right. But clearly, but also burning the hairs out. Boy. Best way to do that is to try several different. Be right up front.
I think they should punk them out and put some, you know, red colors and blue colors and purple
green,
on.
Green, I've always liked
make
green
them pretty
for
wild.
Well,
they
just
say
that you've got
yeah.
to send them out there. It's specially cleaned. It's a real annoying.
One guy just restyled.
Threw it. One guy just threw it into the laundry at home and it came out looking like Jimi Hendrix. As usual.
Okay.
So what do you think?
She's a liar.
And a lot of women too.
And the occasional slap.
And let's not overreach.
A definite problem for drag queens.
And it's an attempt.
Also from London.
To convey, to express it. As we say. The artists within human consciousness are at the dew line of that consciousness. The artist as painter, poet, musician, philosopher. And we're not talking about those who fancy themselves as such. And we're not necessarily even talking about those who may avocationally or vocationally be as such, though sometimes it is so. No, we are talking metaphorically.
Someday I will marry you, my love.
50 ounces per ton of ruthenium, 600 ounces per ton of iridium, and 1,200 ounces per ton of rhodium. Now, to give you some idea of what this means, the best known deposit in the world is now being mined in South Africa, where they go a half mile into the ground and they follow an 18-inch seam of rock, and they bring out this rock that contains one-third of 1 ounce per ton of all the platinum group elements. And our material contains in excess of 2,400 ounces per ton of the platinum group elements. And so, needless to say, the numbers are so preposterous, so absolutely ridiculous, that I said, you know, we got to pursue this further. We got to find out where it takes us. If it was 10 or 15 or 20 ounces per ton, I might have walked away from it. If it was 200 or 300 ounces per ton, I might have considered walking away from it. But this is 7,500 times better than the best known deposit of the world. You know, we got to find...
Artist in the human consciousness, be it painter, the one who attempts to capture the light, or be it poet, the one who attempts to capture in word the substance of a thing, be it musician, who attempts to find the balance of soul and spirit in the tone, or be it philosopher, with their mad love for humankind and their pursuit of the unknown, try to make sense of the senseless.
You got one shot. You sever the brainstem, creating flaccid paralysis. You drop your perpetrator without reflex action.
So hard to know what to do today. The marketplace, where everything is outside, inside, outside me, and I have to pay for everything. Well, I shoplift so much. It's hard to know what to get today. So many versions of each thing. Sometimes I forget what's a version and what's a category and what's a group of things. Last thing on my mind is what I actually want in that marketplace. Sometimes I don't even remember why I'm there. Sometimes I forget how I got there. Sometimes I forget my own name. Sometimes I... Let me try that again. Sometimes I even... But not this time. I think I got it this time. It's so easy. It's intricate, though. You know how that little thing works.
Beating each other to death with peacock feathers.
A little binary action there on the old time-space... Binopod.
You can't activate a detonator. If you have to issue a verbal warning, you get very close before you do so.
He knows. Most people don't know, though. It's like I could tell you, what if everyone in the world said 2 and 2 is not 4? And they weren't named Euclid, my friends. Or Heisenberg or any of those people. Any Houdinis of the halfway house that you belong to. No, they just didn't agree. Well, we've done experiments there. A little electroshock in the right places. It'll take care of your business for you. Don't worry about that.
No, there won't be time for a second one. Whatever the weapon is, we have to consider this a suicide bomber.
I know what I'm talking about. I've been sacrificed on the due line of human compromise and twisted values, renting heaven from earth, and all those who listen backwards. I do know what I'm talking about.
But he was powerless. They did this test and saw this occlusion of the spinal artery, and
you got one shot. You sever the brainstem, creating flaccid paralysis. You drop your perpetrator without reflex action. You can't activate a detonator.
I've been always interested in the abstract, in the metaphysical.
Gotta keep on going. You can use a paper towel, but when are you actually finished with it? It's a question of many layers, many phases, many sides. Assuming it's a double layer. I don't know, who buys that single layer shit?
If you have to issue a verbal warning, you get very close before you do so. No, there won't be time for a second one. Whatever the weapon is, we have to consider this a suicide bomber. There's no profile for a suicide bomber.
In these great journeys into the infinite and the unbounded and the eternal.
If we suppose him to pay a rent instead, this is but a doubtful choice of evils. Would the savage have been wise to exchange his wigwam for a palace on these terms? It may be guessed that I reduce almost the whole advantage of holding this superfluous property as a fund in store against the future. So far as the individual is concerned, mainly to the defraying of funeral expenses. But perhaps a man is not required to bury himself. Nevertheless, this points to an important distinction between the civilized man and the savage. Depends on us for our benefit in making the life of a civilized people an institution. Depends on us for our benefit. And no doubt they have designs on us for our benefit in making the life of a civilized people an institution.
And it's very, doctors are very strange. I guess it's very hard to give someone very bad news, but they don't really, they're very unclear and very indirect. You just sort of have to try to figure it out.
This could be 9 or 90, male or female, a PhD or a dropout. The only thing they have in common is that they are not afraid to die, which means this is either a fanatic for a cause or someone who has nothing to live for.
They described what they found, but they didn't. But I could tell from the look on their face that it was really bad. But when Chuck was going to go to Rusk, which is the rehab hospital attached to NYU,
a little more on sexuality. Here we went with the sexual dark side. We could have done other dark aspects. But sex without the loving dark side is boring. Sex with the dark side without love is abusive. And so you need both the dark side and the bingo for sexuality to be as juicy and full, and in fact for spirituality to be as juicy as full as possible. To grow spiritually, you need to be able to love through some density, whether it's your density or other people's density, and that takes a force, a real strength that is rooted in that, what I was referring to as the dark side, the capacity to slice through obstructions or to love through, to spread your light through darkness, and that takes real strength. So we played some with the dark side, and we can feel the results of that. Probably today you feel residue, and that's what we're going to start with.
But how did it, what was the change like when you went from Eddie to Rabo?
Well, I'd changed in a lot of, I've been in a lot of bands, you know, up till then. Before Motorhead, I was in a lot of bands. And in Auckland, there's people constantly leaving and joining, you know. I'm used to that, you know. I mean, this is one of the most settled bands I've ever been in.
The artists stand at the dew line, and it is the artists in every age. Have felt these formless forms.
That was one of Brian's better moments. Another perfect day in Dancing on Your Grave.
Oh, Dancing on Your Grave is incredible. I noticed on the record that Another Perfect Day is Another Perfect Hangover.
Well, Brian, on the last gig he ever did with us, the Rotation in Hanover, we finished doing Another Perfect Day and we stopped, right? And then I said, thank you, and he started it again. And I went over to him and said, you asshole, we just did this. I said, oh, sorry, he'd started it a third time. So, you know, we had to sort of, you know, slope it away rather sharply at that point and inform him of his tax, you know, status.
You know, Motorhead to me has always looked like a band that could get out of control, but hasn't really ever.
Oh, we've been out of control ever since we started.
Try to use their artistry to capture the light, the substance, the harmony, or the love. True painting, poetry, music, or philosophy of this that is the formless form. The archetypes are perhaps more easily found through the numinosity, through the divinity of numbers, than it is in any other way, but that is not convenient for most. And it's like this, you know, I was out there, I don't know where, and all of a sudden I was engulfed, I was enveloped with this energy, this energy, I don't know, this energy of beginning, this energy of starting, this energy that, well, it's like if you were standing on the edge of a cliff, looking back over your shoulder with a big grin and a wave, just about to step into an abyss, you know?
The buffalo, like Yellowstone National Park, and there's a gap of about 100 years between those two quotes. The vocabulary word I want to give you is, again, a Sioux word, which is usually written like this, Wasichi, which was the Sioux word that was applied to the expansionist pioneers in America, particularly to the Federales, the cavalry, the miners, the railroad industry, the cattle ranchers. Wasichi is a Sioux word that literally means takes the fat. These are the people who take the fat. And when you think of that in the context of Red Cloud's saying, they promised to take our land and they took it. Wasichu does not necessarily mean just white people. It really is a state of mind or a state of activity which has to do with the corporations and the conglomerates and their government collaborators who take the land from inhabitory or tribal peoples. One of the things that has only slowly emerged in the last 20 years from which the ecology movement in the Western world really dates is that in order to take some land, to take a forest, to take a mountain...
You work for?
I'm an interpreter at the UN.
So like the UN, layers of languages signifying nothing.
You prefer more war?
I prefer more business.
To take a river or a river valley, you have to get rid of the people who live there. And this is something that has been largely ignored until comparatively recently, primarily because the people who tend to live on lands have been tribal peoples, so-called primitive peoples, and have not been adept at contacting media sources, have not been knowledgeable in international law, have not perhaps even spoken the language or languages of their conquerors or the people who might be their ready allies, such as Americans, Europeans, Japanese, First World people who are in an environmental movement of some sort. What you could say the Wasichu really is the resource industry, which is an enormous conglomerate, which is, I think at this point, replacing what used to be called the military-industrial complex. You can broaden it from that and say that it's really the resource industry in collusion with worldwide government powers. All over the world, governments are teaming up with the resource industry, the timber companies, the mining companies, the energy companies, to extract what they can of what's left of the world's resources.
And he keeps getting different messages about what it is, what's causing it, how to cure it, which obviously becomes very frustrating.
becomes an archetypal energy. The fool, which the artist represents as one ready to step off into oblivion to the unknown, turning up the light even though they don't know where they're going. And you've all had that feeling, you know. There's a lot of times that before you begin, you want to know exactly where you're going, exactly where you're going to be. You want to solve every problem. You want to have all your ducks in a row. And then there are those times you just can't explain why, that you just got to go. You just got to be like some sort of fool. And so the artist creates a rendition of a formless form. The fool. And once you begin such stepping, you know, there's this time when, well, there's this time that you just are looking for something greater.
You got one shot. You sever the brainstem, creating flaccid paralysis. You drop your perpetrator without reflex action. You can't activate a detonator.
All the while, keeping an eye on something that just seems so insignificant, looking yet always grounded, reaching for no knowing, but always rooted in your own experience. It's like, and you know when you do that, when you really are in the zone, when you really are, when the quarterback sees the pass being caught before it has left his hand, when the basketball player leaps into the air, seeing the ball go through the hoop before they're anywhere near it, when you're rooted in your experience, reaching for what you've never touched, something, oh, it's magical. It's like magic happens. And then, you know, reaching and touching, connecting between what was or what will be, somewhere in between, there's this, well, it's like this urge to know, you know? The urge to know.
Beyond the fact that it's just very funny, there is something deeper going on that makes this film really enjoyable. And that is that there's this postmodern thing where he's really obsessed with finding the real version of something and not the simulacrum, you know, the image of it. He wants to find Jennifer Beals. Right. He actually hopes that by driving around Rome, he's somehow going to run into Jennifer Beals from Flashdance. And the neighborhoods he's seeing on his Vespa are cases where he's been told that these are bad neighborhoods, that you don't want to go into these places, or that the architecture is a certain style. And then he comes in and finds, when he sees it with his own eyes, that it's not the case at all. Even with the doctor's sequence, the names of the medicines and that the doctors prescribe, they don't really mean anything except in this isolated world of, you know, to other doctors. And so it's all about searching for the truth, searching for something real as opposed to the image that you've been led to believe something is, or you may, you know, that you have in your mind. So very funny movie, very inventive, very clever, again, because it's crossing these lines where it's his personal story, and yet he's clearly, in a way, playing a character as well. So
we're getting off.
A film that, like I said, very overlooked, but worth going out and trying to find somewhere. I'm sure a library somehow has it. That's right. Caro Diario, also Dear Diary by Nanni Moretti.
I think mine's going to be a little bit of a tough sell here. It does fall into the foreign category, and it was a film that rewarded my patience. It is The Fast Runner, came out in 2002, the first film ever made that's entirely in the Inuit language, made by Inuit cast and crew. Tells the ancient Inuit legend of the life and trials of Antanajuat. And there was something truly fascinating about this. It really did test my patience. This in some way that was absolutely rewarded. And there's something, not only the film is in a foreign language, it is in the Inuit language, but it also is completely foreign watching it. All your expectations of, certainly of a legend in some way, if you're familiar with any kind of, well, just in any, we're all familiar in some sense with Western legend, and just with this being a very unique part of the world, and the that the story that takes place just defies your expectations, where this hero that's this millennia-old legend.
Beginnings in movies are very, very important. They tell you something right away. They give you a signal of you're in good hands, you're in bad hands.
Makes decisions that are not only unheroic, but are very, very human, in fact. And so really just over the course of this nearly three-hour film, you just get really brought into this entirely foreign atmosphere.
Watching the interpreter, Sidney Pollack, basically what's wrong here is Sidney's New York director, really good at actors, emotions, and romance.
It's almost
really good, impeccable artist.
And it's a sort
doing
of
a thriller
or different
slash romance,
if you will.
All why they decided together. To do that, except
and
probably because
the question of how to build it in terms of tempo. How long?
You know, it's a commercial property, and no, I think this film is really good study of how a commercial gorilla hangs over the art and basically dulls it, numbs it down, and just sort of you know, ruins everybody.
But you see, to really know, you got to use your strength. But see, strength isn't enough. Because if you don't temper your strength with a bit of mercy, you become hard-edged and cold.
So even though it's a decent film, the dialogue writing is very, very excellent. Pollack is really good in New York. Sean Penn is good in this. He's sort of toned down. The what's her name? From Australia. Ex-Tom Cruise, bona fide heterosexual evidence. Get her name now. She's not bad. She's gotten better. Actually, with Sydney, she hit the emotional marks that you need to hit when you're working with an emotional master director like Sydney is.
Mercy isn't enough. Because if all you got is mercy, then you become soft and squishy. You need mercy and strength. And you see, if you can somehow maneuver between your strength and your mercy, if you can somehow... There's this knowing. And it's like... Well, it's mysterious.
In which the life of the individual is to a great extent absorbed in order to preserve and perfect that of the race. What I wish to show at what a sacrifice this advantage is at present obtained, and to suggest that we may possibly so live as to secure all the advantage without suffering any of the disadvantage.
Come on, don't give me that shit. You know what the fuck is going on here?
You're full of shit.
Go around and find out what's going on back there.
What are you?
I'm trying to know what the
fuck
is going on here.
No, our communication's not set up yet. I guess
you
have somebody back there.
Talk to me.
God damn it.
Seem cold and distant, aloof, but yet it's all inviting and encouraging. It's sort of like a priest. No, more feminine, like a priestess, like a high priestess. That when you look inward from your magic inward, like a high priestess.
But it makes me think a lot about thrillers and how much this one is a failure at that. And I really like thrillers. I've read many thriller novels and have had many quasi-stoned hours of walking on sidewalks in cities with cold weather jackets on, still in the head rush of an electron, ionic, Electric Avenue kind of thriller, which, of course, it has male sperm spewing all over the fucking landscape.
You know, we've got the saying also, cross our hearts, hope
to die, we cross our fingers on the right and left side. We're making a symbol, 666. When we play tic-tac-toe, Alex, the X's and O's are all sixes.
And I was reading, I think one of the reasons I thought of this, I was reading this article in New Yorker last week about artisanal tofu makers in Japan. And they described, the writer described the taste of the tofu, the pure tofu, as exquisitely bland. And it was like the essence of, okay, of the bean, of the bean curd. And this...
666666666, we're going to finish the game.
This is almost like the essence of storytelling. It's, and I don't want that to sound at all condescending, because it actually, it takes a great deal of power, like this film. But there is something that's very, very basic about the...
Yep, I let the American people down.
Way it's told, simply told and acted and performed, and but it's absolutely, I think it absolutely does reward your patience, not just as a novelty, but as a film itself.
If you've got an overlooked movie you'd like to share with us, send us an email at cine.
Yep, I let the American people down.
In the form of mentation, which is what form it, of course, is always in.
To carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Completely sated, we send out for Chinese food. Now what you ask is love. It's a turnstile that requires no token. Love can turn a commonplace lie into an eternal truth. It can make me back my things while the telephone rings. Love is stronger than a court injunction. It's more powerful than the wind that bends the tall oak. It's deeper than a titanium mine. Love's wounds bleed to death in the waiting room of casual conversation.
You know what happened to me? I used to be very devout, very religious. Oh, yes, oh, yes. But then all the hippies come into my ashram and they want me to bring them to Krishna consciousness.
Ideas looking for a home. And the thriller is kind of like the female tableau rising up to meet it, and enveloping and holding it in a kind of a modern quasi-synergy of a fabricated layer taking you out of the real, the mundane that is, and housing everything in a sort of a electron spermatocytic dream. Take the cytic part out of there. And forever swimming upstream like the tuna, every emotion housed in three times its weight of ideas, usually deadly serious ones like panic or terror, fear, anxiety, you know, the usual market basket of receptacles for ideas sent out on a journey and picking up Little Red Riding Hood on the way and detouring to some boys' clubhouse where various state crimes will be committed. Never really positing their eggs, as it were, and spawning the next generation and being evidence of life being here in the VR arcade called Time Space on Earth and making it with the humans, kind of like with Ozzy and Harriet.
And if you will make it way between the pillars of strength and mercy, through the mystery, through the mysticism, you can come face to face with your inner knowing, with that high priestess, formless form. And when you do, you want to bust out all over. You just want to tell the world, you want to shout it from the rooftops, you just want to ebulliently express it. It's like this bursting voluptuous, this bursting...
or it does so in a certain sort of context. And I put that, I mean, just to have a way of expressing that, I like to say the rules have the form X counts as Y, so this counts as a legal pawn move in C, in context C. So to take football, crossing the goal line in possession of the ball while a play is in progress, that's the C, counts as a touchdown. A touchdown during the game counts as 6 points. Getting more points than your opponent counts as winning. We count some lower level phenomenon as a higher level phenomenon. And those rules I call constitutive rules. Now I'm going to make a very strong claim. I'm going to say all of institutional reality, all of the reality of language, money, property, governments, marriage, tenure, cocktail parties, hiring, firing, and so on, are explainable in terms of those three primitive notions: collective intentionality, the assignment of function, and constitutive rules. So
it's like this, full of life, full of energy, not like a high priestess, but more like an empress, just wanting to be bountiful in the realm, that of the fool, magician, high priestess, empress.
I think I'm a 3.5 agent these days. That way I answer only to myself. Even though I'm juggling, very active on the periphery. You know, the side door for Heisenberg, they don't tell you about. On the internet, even. You think the internet's gonna save you? It's high noon on the internet. High noon on the internet. Frank's coming for you. Frank! And none of your friends, loved ones, associates, people who owe you, gonna stand tall with you, the man. On that internet, your day in the sundial sun. And they won't need to, because you are the all. You demand. You've been sticking to these histories of civilizations. It's been a plural on all the big ones. Go all the way back to the negative space-time horizon. So wheedle that radii on back around. Give it torque. Come on up the Grateful Dead other side, my friends.
But you see, it's not just enough to shout it. It's not just enough to want to express it. It's not just to want to go around and say what you want to do, what your potentials are, what's possible. You want to create it. Potential becomes the emperor of creation. And once you've created something, you want it to precipitate. Once you make the rain, you want it to fall. You want to manifest. You want to manifest. And what's that like? Well, you see,
When you manifest your success, you know that's not really your success. That's just a representation. You know that people who are wealthy, it's not just because they have lots of money. They're wealthy first, and yeah, then the precipitation often follows, if it is a financial wealth. But you see, that's not really what. See, just slapping a label on someone doesn't make them a leader. But once they are a leader, once they've created that, they often manifest it that they are the ones in charge. So you see, the manifestation isn't really the thing. It's more like a... It's on the tip of my tongue. It's like a pretender. That's it. That's it. The money in the bank is like a pretender that is a symbol for. The title of leader is like a pretender. Unless you got the real stuff backing it up, it doesn't work.
Electron, ionic, electric avenue kind of thriller, which, of course, it has male sperm spewing all over the fucking landscape.
Also from London.
You know, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's all about money, isn't it? A kind of art. All right. And... Absolutely.
No, we don't.
It's a pretender. It's a hierophant. That's the expression.
In the form of mentation, which is what form it, of course, is always in, ideas looking for a home. The thriller, yeah, you gotta have really good pacing and
one of the
every idea
trying
assuaged, every anxiety guided with decisiveness towards the object of the fear.
That can be a very positive pretender, but it can be a very negative one.
No philosophy around here, my friends. There's too much. It's not a thriller. Of course, Sydney's not, shouldn't really do a thriller. There's one scene where there's about four packages of plastique or C4, usually the Eastern European versions, and C4 is almost impossible to get, wired into a overhead light in the kitchen of an apartment. And they almost turn the electric on. And just like the electric that is missing in the thriller, they spend a lot of time deciding on what the agent's Dirty Harry line is going to be about not almost being blown to hell. Whereas in a normal thriller, that would have been a real live one right there. Seeing all the bomb equipment in the kitchen and the lanterns and then figuring out that there's many packages of high explosive, enough to blow away at least at one huge New York City block. There's another thing Sydney's doing in this that takes away from the thriller is avoidance of cliche, the impeccable artist that he is. And in thrillers, let's face it, you have to pass through the nexus of the cliche regularly and on time, like a good bus system. The real art in the thriller in that case is how to do the cliche with a twist, some sort of an alternative aspect to it, but definitely keeping it a cliche.
And you know, once you manifest something, it still doesn't become until you are connected, you know? Till you really can feel the meaning of it. You see, just having big bucks in the bank is just a pretending of success to be called the leader of, or the president of, or the secretary of, or it is just a pretender to what's real. But it doesn't become real until you really connect, you know?
Hello, Rhonda?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could help me with the difficulty.
Okay.
In this sense, Cohn would never have acknowledged that there is a sense of consciousness. A psychology of feeling, a sense of being caught up in the moment. These categories would make no sense in the integrity of the philosophical system which Hermann Cohn had produced. The question is, how do we explain this clear deviation from Cohn and introduction of a whole new element? Leo Beck undoubtedly was more than a philosopher. He was a rabbi whose primary interest was in the quality of religious life. Beck could realize the difference between philosophical reality as a system of ideas from the religious reality which he confronted every time he met a person who believed, who entered the synagogue, who prayed. Perhaps we should underscore at this point Beck's own biography. He became the liberal rabbi for many years of Berlin. As I mentioned several times, I was just in Berlin recently, and I was actually in what remains of the synagogue where Leo Beck was the rabbi. A very, very moving experience. And what is even more moving in the case of Leo Beck, and which has been chronicled by his biographers, is that in the late 30s, he was captured by the Nazis. He refused to leave Germany, like many of his co-religionists, to escape the Nazis before they did what they did. And he was brought to a camp near Prague called Theresienstadt, a kind of model camp which the Nazis were to show off that they weren't actually killing Jews, although it was not a very nice place to be.
And of course, there's many ways of having alternative cliches to where, when housed in a fast-paced, sort of rigged beat that thrillers need to have, like a kind of a DJ who's determining your sex beat down on the dance floor with the manipulating the speed and so forth. You go through that cliche nexus, but you twist it, and if you twist it maybe 2 1/4 or more times, think about that, then it, you don't notice it's a cliche, and it just goes into the beat. Like in the, when they used to ask the kids about the new song, and they said, well, I like the beat, and I don't want to know more than that because I got to deliver the eggs. Sydney, of course, not only holds the eggs with TLC, but he delivers everyone.
Camp, he continues to serve as rabbi and to minister to his flock.
On the following program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WXRT, Infinity Broadcasting, nor the show's sponsors.
Thank you, Lorax. Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show, right here on 93 WXRT Chicago, is brought to you, as always, by Bud Light. Turn it on.
Latin music that meant something.
The blue with the kingdom, or a kiss at the Coliseum. Where is the misty mountain hop? Where is the... smoke on the water. Where is the Iron Man of today?
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music.
Well, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
Rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B.
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
She started shaking to that fine, fine music, you know.
Till you really...
Well, it's kind of like what happens with... what happens with lovers. No, we're not talking sex, but that connection that happens when you really love. And out of it comes the sense of triumph, victory, of character. But that can quickly be lost unless you have a sense of somehow balancing it. Out of the lovers, the chariots of fire, the chariots of victory, the chariots of triumph, of celebration. But unless you balance it like blind justice, you can lose this. And when you do balance it, comes an inner wisdom.
But usually after breakfast, because faced with a talking pet, all his brain could do was advise his mouth to make this sound.
So you can compare this movie, The Interpreter, to like Random Hearts, which is a really excellent film. He did about 5 years ago. Harrison Ford and Kristen Scott, something or other, from England. Very similar film, except without the thriller, of course. So it was really well done. Very good romantic drama.
Now we have
drama.
To start ratcheting it up.
In the big city. Sydney's always in New York. With a little
music,
bit part, of course.
The emotional.
So I would advise Sid to beg off the thriller from here on. Let,
what's going on?
Let a lot of those cats do it. They know what they're doing.
She's getting off.
You know, they wrote a lot of it as they went along, which is always a nice artistic thing to do. They seem to worry a lot about the thriller plot, even though, as thrillers go, this is about maybe half of a normal thriller plot.
Just get off that bus.
These thrillers have to have a lot of plot in them, since there ain't much else, friends. Just plot and spiders in the mind.
Brother off. It's a beautiful country out there.
Sure is.
As far as energy-related investments, I'm not really interested. I think we're having a respite in the big drop in energy prices. They've been rising recently, but I think it's essentially in the long-term outlook for things, a big bear market rally. So I'm not really interested in playing that game at the moment. I think the economy is going to heat up over the next year and a half. Energy-related investments should do okay, but they're not going to outperform.
We'll be right back with Robert Prechter.
New metaphysics.
Information on...
Good evening, sir.
Nothing like some economic advice from about 20-some-odd years ago.
I would like to have you compare your...
Back when Larry King was on the radio.
The Elliott Wave with some of the others...
Elliott Wave, however... Trading futures as an art. That's a precursor to new metaphysics. My prior show. Of course, being a good 3.5 flip secret agent of the realm, I didn't even know I had a show back then. But I did know I had,
as a matter of fact, I have looked at,
which back then was have,
which have
work with me here.
Used Fourier analysis and other types of approaches to discern what sine waves, in other words, regular cycles of the lengths you mentioned,
just sort of getting in sync with the wave, with the dynamic flow, the beat of my own loving heart. As I'm beating it,
to make it fully useful or to explain,
it's quite an experience we have today here.
Pattern theory, however, has held up
in the secret universe,
every type, down to the hourly chart,
with its secret metaphysics,
it merely
just
you have to complete a pattern
for you.
In 8 weeks or 8 months.
No one else.
Hello.
Need know. No one else knows. You don't need anyone else to know. You can know
a chart
need
in abreast of the
else anything
Garcia in the Wall Street Journal approximately a week
to the loving beat of your own
a study by E.F. Hutton, and it showed that the top
flowing heart
stocks in the S&P outperformed
on your show
average, which has been beating all the other averages. So if you could narrow that down to the top 15 or 20,
you're into metaphysics. A show I know I'm doing. I do know that. It's taken quite a while, however. Maybe in another quite a while. And maybe in quite another one. Sid, thanks a lot, man. So, Sid, you know, I felt this one from the when it first was put in the oven. It, as soon as the advanced promo started, the actors made the rounds. You could tell this one fell off, kind of a disappointment. And another thing Sid did in this that took away from any possible synergy or quad synergy. In this case, it would have been synergy of two genres mixed together. Who quadro on this? He went for the high note again, as he always does. Transcendent philosophy, and it was interwoven in the dialogue, which should have been more focused on the romance, of course. But so the alternate ending on the DVD is definitely no Hollywood douchebag would ever go for that. In fact, I'm sure a lot of those Mercedes-driving douchebags didn't like a lot of things in this film. But Sid did kind of package it right. Sid's a good guy, big track record, and I'm sure his budget for the next 1 to 3, however the time product span goes out there, will be intact. And if he doesn't fuck up 1 or 2 more times in a row, he's probably okay.
My political life is over. I will never yet, never again, have an opportunity to serve in any official position.
This movie could be all right if you're... I lost him. If you do have a movie cable channel, or if you just want to study how a thriller didn't work, you know, with your DV camera that you just got and film school that you didn't go to, but you really want to talk to the big and the small, like we all, a lot of us want to do today. You know, so you could say, if you need 2 hours of TV energy, this is good enough. It's still better than 90% of the bullshit that's out there. Better than 98% of all the movies ever made. Of course, there's 2% in there that's at the bottom of, so watch out. Kind of auditioning tonight for my own Dave Letterman kind of show. And fuck my own eye sockets. Suck on the maggots that come to suck on that. Do that every fucking day. Nah, I'm not really doing that. I wouldn't do that. I'm on my second career show here. I'm about a quarter of the way through my second lifetime. For those who are interested in life extension, you have to do that backwards. You have to need more than one lifetime by being on the slow side. Or a completist, perhaps, or a better term than that, of course, since that's the wrong word altogether, would be you. What you're doing, only you can know, because of politeness. I could find out if I wanted to, but unless you wanted me to, I couldn't do that. Now, could I? Except in my terms, I could do that. But it wouldn't really be the real would be, now would it? But since I don't need it to be, we don't really have to make a frantic tape recording in the 4 a.m. long sword night of the soul kind of dramaturge and bring in some ersatz wheel philosophy. Just go on about our business. You and me. And only people who want to get hurt for the commando hit team, people in the culture sphere who don't know that they really want to be taken down, and they want us to show them. But I shan't be talking about things like that. That's so mundane, that single shooter kind of talk show.
Give a little advice from time to time. And so I can only say that in answer to your question, that while technically I did not commit a crime, an impeachable offense, these are legalisms. As far as the handling of this matter was concerned, it was so botched up.
New Metaphysics. Music for lovers. Other strangers in the night. Cruising the internet. That big five-speed. Hand on the fake Naga hide on the stick that resides in the slot that extends down, touching the rod connector that touches the rod that goes down to the slot that...
Amen.
...drives the car. Nothing like that, man. Kind of a direct knowing. Make a northern Arctic direct shot around some of those potholes in the endless dream horizon, like that science thing. Science for fools. Big as a quarter of a postage stamp in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And everybody hanging on. Like in Lifeboat. The movie. Alfred Hitchcock. Darwin's in there. Of course, the big twin towers of the Matrix. Sir Isaac Newton and René Descartes. eating that white bread with three and a half mistresses for old Renee. If you have any questions about that philosophy, hanging on that lifeboat, my friends, waiting for a third act that'll never come, never save their freaking ass. No, we don't want that. Much better to have a show. Much better to know you have a show. Much better to watch the show you know you have. Much better to make a show you can watch later when you need one.
Amen.
Take it from me. I've served in public life my whole life, and even part of the first quarter of my second. Take it from me. I know. Everybody knows each other now. Can do everything now. Before dawn. And even most of those things after dawn. When we'll all be watching.
I made so many bad judgments. The worst ones, mistakes of the heart rather than the head, as I pointed out.
And you know, out of that inner wisdom of the crone, of the hermit, oh, that looks like crone and hermit. Well, you see, fortunes can change. Destiny can change. Once you truly love what you create in that connected sense of its manifestation, the celebration, the victory, the triumph with balance, we'll make that a little smaller, with balance. And the inner knowing leads to a change in destiny, a change in your fate and in your fortune. Round and round, where it stops, nobody knows. It's like a wheel of destiny. Fortune, yes, like a wheel of fortune.
It's rushing.
Oh, run it ahead, run it ahead. There's two voice people whose freak is they can't make it unless they hear some other kind of voice, you see. You know the takeoff and the old joke, you can't think of anybody else either.
Oh, God.
So one guy, his freak is, he's got to be bawling Porky Pig. And the woman's got to be bawling John Wayne, you know. So you hear those two voices.
You got to start off. You got to start off slow. You know. No. Start off.
Move your arm. Move your arm over a little.
Okay.
Your arm okay?
Great, Groovy. It's not working. It's not working. I don't think I love you anymore.
Why?
I don't know. You're different.
Well, don't talk. You're involved.
Dude, change your voice.
What?
Change your voice.
Well, who do you want me to be tonight?
Well, be John Wayne.
What scene will we do?
Red River.
You're not taking that hurt. That's it. Okay. That's a fact. You're not taking that head of cat. Do Porky Pig quick. Quick, the Porky Pig. Hurry. That's it. You're not.
Don't lose it. Don't lose it.
Listen,
oh, God,
Parky.
Oh,
Parky. As far as I...
mathematics for me, otherwise I could not do this at all.
Out of his control. Tires, obviously a big issue. We've talked about that in yesterday's Busch Series. Go down on his race car. He said, my plan...
Tempered by your strength and by your willingness and ability to change and to face death.
To keep him calm for the first half of the race and then unleash him in the last half.
We see Biffle trying to get by the 24 car. Jess Gordon could not
make five footprints. Just about anywhere, in the ripples, in the stones, on the bed of a stream, in the indentation in the rock, on the top of a mountain, and all sorts of stories could be spun out to explain how the Buddha might have traveled through that spot, or landed there and making some remarkable visit to the heavens, or whatever it was. So Buddha's footprints are found very commonly in the Buddhist world, and function as shrines in this early sense. How did they work in Buddhist devotion? Well, one of the things that these shrines made possible was the early Buddhist tradition of pilgrimage. Some of the early reliquary mounds were set up in places that were associated with particularly important events in the Buddha's life, like the great reliquary mound at Sarnath near the Deer Park where the Buddha gave his first sermon. There also are other reliquary mounds associated with other places that were important in the lifetime of the Buddha. People went around to these pilgrimage spots, paid them homage, venerated the memory of the Buddha in these places, and also at the same time visited many other important shrines that are connected to these larger shrines. I sometimes think that the tradition of the biography of the Buddha is, which grew up rather late in Buddhist history, is really a collection of the great stories that began to elaborate themselves at all of these pilgrimage places in northern India.
The old die to make room for the new. And when you can face death, comes then the valor, comes then the temperance, comes then the energy, empowerment, the authorship, the empowerment, the permission. But you see, that's not enough. If you only have that, you can get caught up, you can get lost. You need to keep open the inner dialogues with those other aspects of yourself.
Dog?
Tree.
Fast?
Slow.
Rain?
Snow.
White?
Black.
Bean?
Pod.
Negro?
Whitey.
Tar baby?
What'd you say?
Tar baby?
Au fait.
Colored?
Redneck.
Jungle bunny.
Peck of wood.
Bird. Head.
Cracker.
Pressure him until we really feel like our car has come around. We don't want to abuse our tires. We saw problems with that last night when we ran the Busch Series race. And now, Elliot, now that his car is very comfortable, has shot back by the 12.
keep alive and work with the devil in you. Now, not the Christian devil. Not some sort of demonic force, no. But the devil advocate inside of you, the you who questions you. And the moment you stop questioning yourself is the moment your negative ego has taken over. When you lose the devil in you, you have found your negative ego. It is exactly reverse of what so often is said.
Tom Coleman.
Welcome to Sound Opinions.
Agency, says that his agency and the groups, the citizen groups, agree on the data, just disagree on the interpretation of the data as to its effect on human health. But asked how much cleanup would be needed by the New York Times, Coleman said the determination would be made by years. Started the whole trend toward fake news, and the Bush administration, Arnold Schwarzenegger, just want to be as popular as Jon Stewart. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. I'm with mythology. Faculty approved the course this week, but dropped the reference to mythology. Bobby Rush hasn't paid his mortgage since July. He's a Democrat from Illinois, according to a lawsuit filed Monday. Now, bank has filed to foreclose on his Southside home, but Bobby is in this feature because he's not apologetic. In a statement issued through a spokeswoman, he said, over the past 3 years, I've used considerable personal assets in building a church. I do not apologize. As with any worthwhile endeavor of this magnitude, personal sacrifices must be made. Unquote. Personal sacrifice apparently includes not paying his mortgage. Dateline Lawrence, Kansas, a University of Kansas religion professor, apologized this week for a recent email that infuriated religious conservatives already upset about his decision to teach a course that equates intelligent design with mythology. Faculty approved the course this week but dropped the reference to mythology. It's on anyone. If my actions created an appearance of impropriety. This happened in Florida. Walmart has launched an internal investigation of the incident and apologized to Pitts. We probably could have handled it better, but I won't know until we complete the investigation, Walmart spokeswoman Sharon Weber says. I'd send the Corps of Engineers in to investigate, because they... Dateline Washington, the United States says Venezuela has apologized for not allowing a U.S. congressional delegation to enter the country. Massachusetts Commission on Judicial Conduct suspended a Plymouth County judge for a year without pay for sexually harassing a spill of benzene. Drifting down into Adams. He offended himself, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of credit is due to her.
Yeah.
Because she's...
You know, friggin' fast.
I have no clue, so... But, I mean, I just remember seeing the demo.
Yeah, you need some kind of hardware acceleration in there.
I mean, usually when I have a question like this, I email Frank LaMonica and say, dude, can you explain this to me? Because I'm kind of dumb. Frank, what's going on? Can you say...
I never question myself. I know I'm always right. If I come to the conclusion, it is the right conclusion. It is the absolute conclusion. No, I have no self-doubt. I have no self-consideration. I never evaluate or assess myself. I never talk to myself. I just... are led blind by your own negative ego and your absolute arrogance. That's what you do. Because you won't pay attention to the devil in you. You won't pay attention to your shadow. You won't pay attention to your self-doubt. You won't. attention to the capacity to assess and evaluate. You won't pay attention, yes, even to your negative ego, because you're letting it run you rampant and blind, because you're believing its lie that it doesn't exist. The devil is a powerful archetypal energy that isn't really a devil at all. It's your conscience. It's not the devil. It's your shadow. It's your inner voice. It's your ego, both negative and positive, depending upon whether you've allowed it to be strong or left it weak. It is the self-doubt and the self-confusion that can be the springboard to your genius. It is the self-questioning that can bring about new ideas. It is the internal dialogue that can bring about invention and change and dreams. Not what Christians or religions of your modern world, whatever Christian or non-Christian, have made it, but the archetypal energy that is expressed in the rendition of that of the devil. Out of the valor and temperance, out of the empowerment, listening to the inner voices, you can tear down the old structures. You can remove the obstacles that stand in your way. You can remove the fences, the hurdles. And out of the rubble can emerge the light. Can emerge the light, can emerge as phoenix from the ash. You rise the way, the star, the light, that is like a star in the brilliant heavens, brighter than any other in the night. The star, the way shower, so that you can stand tall in the light of moon, in the light of sun, to be judged by the world, knowing you will not be judged wrong. That you shall not be punished. Not the judgment of the passion stealer. Not the judgment that is constricted and hurtful, intending to separate you from experience. But that true energy. For when I have the temperance that is my empowerment, fully in dialogue with my devil within the advocacy of self-doubt, when I have examined and thoroughly held my dialogues and allow the structures to crumble so as to out of the rubble in the ash to see the new way, the new light, I can stand in the light of moon, I can stand in the light of sun, and I can stand before the world.
Not fearful.
He's unconscious. Where's the phone? Yes, ambulance please. 14 Willoughby Drive.
Hello, Willoughby. Seymour?
Yes, blue door.
Looks like he really did try to top himself.
Thank you.
And this pot noodle is still warm.
Oh, stop playing bloody Sherlock Holmes and help him.
Wakey, wakey, old chum. Plenty of time for sleeping in the comfy padded cell.
He's drugged, you idiot. Not having a nap. Jeremy, it's Natalie.
Steady on, old girl.
The telephone, I know.
Good. Let's walk him round.
Airplane, not fluffy.
Do something. If he comes round and fingers us, I'm going on a one-way trip to the vets.
Yes, all right.
There we are, Jeremy. Left leg and right leg.
Back in the rink there,
I'm. You've saved my friend's life, Natalie. Naturally, I'm grateful.
Take your hand off my arm, please, Michael.
What would you say if I said...
All right, hold it there. Don't move.
It's almost 10 minutes long. It's a sort of a braiding of four different tangents or vectors, if you will, all coming together. And the question of how to build it in terms of tempo...
That wasn't you, was it?
No.
I've got a knife.
Gun.
gun.
A knife gun?
A gun
and a knife.
Who the hell are you?
I'm a cat.
Burger. Don't turn around. Do exactly as I say.
How long do you stay with each section? When do you start to accelerate the editing? It was not just a problem in the editing and the writing and in the staging of it, but also a problem just with the music. Because the music is solid all the way through. And it can't go into high gear too early. But it has to have a kind of throb of excitement.
And you won't get hurt.
Match!
Let go of him. Step away!
Through the whole thing. So this was a very challenging 10 minutes to try to get so that you hid the seeming coincidence of it, that that's not what you were aware of, as much as you bought, hopefully, the fact that each person was moving in a direction that was going to take them all together, each one pursuing the individual goals of each.
To be judged confident of who I am, and out of such comes the 22nd archetype, the 21st number, out of judgment. When you are ready to stand up and be truly, positively, constructively, expansively judged, you have achieved mastery and artistry. It is as though the world was yours. These energies, the fool, the magician, the high priestess, empress, emperor, hierophant, and lovers.
That's the
you know what they call the Italian ISIS maids out of eggplant?
Okay. Are you ready?
What? Moulignons.
Are you ready before we get thrown off the egg? You know
that's
what?
A flavor.
Uncle Floyd, get your shit together.
I'm just saying that Uncle Floyd. It would be an interesting flavor in Italian ice.
Well, they made soapy, okay. Made turkey and gravy soda.
Yes.
So he ain't off.
See?
What about salmon soda?
Can I do my bit
celery
over here?
Soda.
I
want to
do
very
a fucking
big
bit with the guy.
He's right.
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
I'm iced tea.
Okay.
How you guys doing out there, you motherfucking rape motherfuckers? I fucked your sister. I can't wait to rape your mother. Go on, let me see you do it.
Yeah, this is like killing a bit that already happened.
Yeah.
It's
the worst.
It's just
like deja vu. That's what you did to
that
him.
It's yeah.
Chariot. Justice. The hermit or the crone, the wheel of fortune, strength, the hanged one, and death. Temperance, the devil, the tower, the star, the moon, the sun, judge me. And the world are the artists' renditions. Painters, poets, musicians and philosophers attempts to capture the uncapturable, the sense to give form to the formless. These, the objective archetypes. No one has seen the archetypes in their more real. At most, they've seen the rendition that the seers, the painters, the poets, the philosophers, the musicians, the artists of the due line of human consciousness have attempted to capture, and very beautifully so. And now in your world, these represented in that of tarot, and there are hundreds of different decks that express these things differently, from collage to paintings to photograph to, and each is but a rendition, some more meaningful, some more with greater rapport, of the objective archetypes. They are not the objective archetypes, but they are renditions of energies that flow one to another, that move like a river flowing from one to another, passing along like a baton, passing along.
Yeah.
films that I shot in the beginning of my career, I shot in widescreen because it gave me twice as much area to give you, the audience, information. I could tell much more story faster with all of that space to use. I didn't have to isolate people. I could have them in groups. It's a great form for two people. It makes for two shots in the best possible way. But when television started buying films for a lot of money and panning and scanning them, I quit. And I went to a square format. The first one of those, ironically, was out of Africa, which is the one I probably should have had in a widescreen. I haven't made a widescreen picture since. That's 20 years until this picture. I went back to this widescreen, which is my favorite format, because I could give you much more information per second with that ratio than I could with any other ratio. I can have intimate close-ups of two people and still give you a sense of place all the time. You never lose a sense of the background. Not only are DVDs great quality, they often will release the films in the original format. So at least I know that all of the people in the world are not going to see my film butchered, cut up, and panned and scanned when I wasn't panning or scanning.
And then, like the second coming of Krishna, a single snowflake falls to earth, and everybody screams inside. Never hurt anybody. I think it makes people stronger. Pain, self-denial, makes people stronger. Pleasure, self-gratification, makes people weaker. And it is better to be stronger than weaker. Therefore, pain is better than pleasure. Self-denial is better than self-gratification. But these concepts are inextricably linked. You can't have one without the other. If any of these things are good, they all are. This implies the concept of good, which implies the existence of evil. Uh-oh.
Might not have even touched it, but he got so close, he got to some bumps and looked like he might have bottomed out.
Does he need a check? Right behind him, and that is teammate Edwards.
Like Jeff Gordon's wanting to go. And Gordon looks like he's got a pretty decent car. He gets right up on the back bumper of the 41 car, gets him loose, and now he's got the spot.
Side, and that's the thing. Jeff had to get out of the throttle just to crack it. And the problem is, he lost a couple spots.
Carl Edwards trying to get on the outside. Mark Martin trying to follow Jeff Gordon, and he lost two spots.
You. Reality, culture, civilization, humanity, all creation, out of nothing to become everything. The world. These the objective archetypes. These the, quote, objective renditions, if you will, or renditions, rather, of the objective. You see, in each age they change. There are now decks that are all female images, as opposed to the traditional all male, except for maybe one or two female images. And that's wonderful and that's beautiful. And there are decks that speak to lesbians and others who speak to homosexual men. And there are decks that speak to the technicians and decks who speak to the, how to say, more philosophical. There's a deck of Blake and there's a deck of Crowley and there's a deck of this and that and the other. All different variations, calling different, but they all are artist renditions of the objective. They change. They're not the real archetypes. They are the renditions. For example, there are certain decks in which the Hierophant, the pretender, is called the Pope. Because you see, a certain time in history, not your time now, but a certain time in European history, of course, the Catholic Church, proclaiming itself the ruler of the land as well, church and state, the Pope was God's representative, right? The direct lineage, the from God's ear. Yeah? And there were certain of those involved in the tarot, involved in the occult knowings, involved in the pagan religions, who didn't think too highly of the Pope. And consider him a pretender. He's a fake. He's a phony. He's a mimic. He's not God's representative. He's a hierophant. In the negative meaning of the word. And therefore, he's called the high priestess, the empress, the emperor, the pope, the lovers. Not because the pope is an archetype, but because those saw the Pope as a negative pretender, related it to the archetypal energy, Hierophant. See, the positive pretender is there, certainly so. The stuff of your reality is all illusion. It's, quote, pretending. It is a reflection and an expression of something more real. Mimicry is also hierophant energy. When you change the symptoms, see, I'm going to give up control, but I'm really not going to give up control. I'm just going to stop looking like I control. See? I'm going to learn what control looks like and make sure I never do that. I'm just going to change the symptoms. I'm not really going to give it up. I'm just going to pretend. See? And I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a woman because, you know, I just want to have one of those. And I'm going to look like and pretend like I love and I'm... But that's not really what it's about. It's about having someone take care of me. I'm really looking for a mother or a father. I'm not looking for a lover. But I'm going to say so. I'm going to pretend, you see. That's hierophant energy in the that's manifesting energy in the negative meaning. But it's still archetypal energy, the pretender. Your ego can dress up, or you can really manifest. And we would suggest you see, these are renditions representing a nuministic quality, a divine quality of energy, formless form that produces the magic. These, the archetypal, objective archetypal energies, they're renditions perhaps most familiarly known in that of the tarot.
It is possible that a worse spot on earth has at some period in the world's history been visited, but I cannot believe that man survived it for long.
Ames, I hate to admit it, but he does use words lovely, does the commander. He does. I say he uses them beautiful.
Food and fuel running out. Cold pemmican and half a pannikin of cocoa for supper. Our spirits, I am bound to say, are low. Once more, I thank God for the inexhaustible cheerfulness of Stoker Leishman. In every way, he is a tower of strength.
Oh, you well, you were, in every way. You're stroking my hair, Stoker.
Do you know what we used to think about, Ellen, when we were stuck at Bayswater all winter?
No, love. What?
Well, most on them used to think about lasses.
I bet they did, love.
Lasses. Girls with big bellies, mostly.
Oh, Stoker, what a thing to say.
With tattoos on the thighs and big, soft, smooth breasts with nipples like prime Victoria plums.
Stoker.
Well, I didn't think about things like that. You know what I thought about, Helen?
No, Stoker. What?
I thought about all the birds, what we'd shot on the voyage.
Birds?
Albatrosses, terns, petrels, gannets. We went ashore once on this island, and the albatrosses and the petrels were so tame and trusting, we could pick them up in our hands. And they looked at us with those great, big, innocent eyes. And then we wrung the necks.
Whatever for, Stoker?
For reasons of science. It didn't seem right to me. Fancy going all that way to Antarctica, and first thing you do is disturb an albatross's privacy.
Don't mind yourself, Stoker, love. You always was a softy where our dumb friends is concerned.
Yeah.
I like you stroking my hair, Stoker. It's nice. It's right nice, you stroking my hair.
One morning we woke up and you could see the sun. It was weak, mind you, but it was the sun, there was no mistaking it. Well, we'd not seen it all winter, we'd been in eternal darkness. Eternal darkness! But now it was spring and time to set off on the march to the pole.
That's right, Stoker. That's right, love.
The hut was a hive of activity. The runners of the sledge had to be oiled and polished. We had to make sure the dogs was fit and well. We had to check the supplies and build up the depots.
Of course you did, love. Of course you did.
Pemmican. Tin after tin of pemmican. You daren't move far without your pemmican. And ship's biscuits. Don't forget your ship's biscuits.
Oh, no, love, I won't. I say I will not.
Here's a tip for you, Ellen. Always tap your biscuit hard and sharp on the table so the weevils drop out through the bottom.
Right, Stoker. I'll remember that. Yeah. Might come in handy sometime.
All the party was ready to go. They all lined up to see us off, the whole company. I shook hands with each and every one of them.
School of thought would say, as long as you translate the word, you know, it's okay. No, you have to make sense. It has to be coherent.
Major Arcana. Now, this energy. These, the archetypal, objective archetypal energies, the renditions perhaps most familiarly known in that of the Tarot, the Major Arcana.
It's not enough to do the translation, you know, you have to interpret and make full sentences and you have to make sense in what you say.
Now, this energy that is formless steps down to be rendered in artistic expression, painter, poet, musician, philosopher, classical music, classical philosophy, archetypal music, archetypal philosophy, and that of poetry. Truly the poetry that captures within it the substance of a thing where the meaning is timeless.
You have to speak while the speakers are speaking. So this is called simultaneous interpretation. Translation is written. So you deal with the documents. A good interpreter is not necessarily a good translator and vice versa.
Stepping down the generation of energy, because the formless form energy is so intense that were you to touch it, were you to experience directly, you would disintegrate, you would fry, you would implode, explode. You can't deal with it.
It is a cross between a real professional profession and an artistic profession. You have to know your technical side, but you also have to have a certain disposition before you can do it well.
So it is downstep through rendition, objective archetypes. There are really more than 22. And they are really not these, but this comes close enough and can be a rendition that can work.
Part of it is really performing also, because you are after all on air and you cannot redo what you just did.
When it's fast and easy, I like it because it's very challenging. Now, fast and difficult, that's when you just have to keep your cool. But the main thing is you never have to give the impression to your audience that you are lost.
It is seldom not stressful because you're not saying what you want to say but someone else's thoughts. So you can never know where they're going to lead you.
Now, when that generation of energy steps down, steps down, steps down, steps down, a number of times more, the next level is what we call personal archetypes. Now, they are not personal in terms of possession. They are personal in terms of your working relationship.
They're going to lead you.
There are certain characteristics that a lot of interpreters have in common. Most of the time, they're musical.
In terms of your rapport.
CineCastShow.com, or check out the Overlooked Forum on the CineCast message boards. A link can be found on the main page of CineCastShow.com. We come back and look out about one film. That's a great idea. And as we saw in our 6 through 10, I had a lot of classics on there. This is also going to be a theme we're going to see in my top 5. Sam, you didn't go with as many classics. More films that really, for you, were kind of nostalgia films in a way.
Almost,
your introduction
yeah.
to foreign films. Yeah. Is that the case with your top 5 as well?
A lot of these are fairly recent films, but I think in many cases, they're not. In some cases, there's a nostalgia feel to them, absolutely. And I have to admit, I just have to be honest, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of classic foreign films. But these are foreign films that moved me and are some of my favorite foreign films. And number 5 is The Piano Teacher, directed by Michael Haneke, a German director who this film is in French, takes place in Austria. This is the movie that saved movies for me in some way. It's when I was just overwhelmed. I let my Netflix obsession early on a couple years ago just get to a saturated point. And I was sort of tired. I was tired of watching movies. And where everything sort of seemed the same, wasn't as surprising. And then I watched this, and it really just made me appreciate what movies are capable of. It's just, it's brilliant. It's sadistic and perverse and truly troubling. It's about a Austrian piano teacher who gets into this very bizarre relationship with this well-respected Austrian piano teacher who gets into this very bizarre
personal archetypes, we would say, are your personal rendition of certain of the objective archetypes with whom you have a rapport.
Some people prefer to interpret from a booth because you feel protected, you're behind the glass and all that. But personally, I prefer what you call life. They are bilaterals. For example, two heads of states, and then you are with one and then to talk to the other. Because it is more poignant and you can feel the electricity in the air. You can, see the expressions on the face much closer. And you really feel that you are the voice tacked to another voice. And the time is so tight that you really don't have to to think of yourself, but you hear what you're hearing, and quickly you render it. And I love that when it is a bilateral
relationship with a student of hers that is sadistically sexual. And yet there's so much. Haneke just brings an incredible amount of just intelligence, emotional intelligence, where the psychology of these characters is so interestingly explored, where it's so foreign in some way in terms of how these characters behave, and yet really just really, really powerful and eye-opening cinema.
All right, my number five is a tie. I'm cheating here, but at least they're from the same director, Alain René, Hiroshima Mon Amour, and also his documentary about the Holocaust, specifically about Auschwitz, Night and Fog. And Hiroshima Mon Amour almost made my top five adaptations list because it's based on a great story by Marguerite Duras, also called Hiroshima Mon Amour. Came out in 1959. It's about a French actress in Japan and her Japanese lover, and they're unnamed. They're just called she and he. And the film really focuses on their discussions about the bombing of Hiroshima during World War II. Very artistic film, not a traditional plot, certainly. It's really just more a collection of memories and an examination of memories and their accuracy and really challenging each other's version of events that they have in their head. To some extent, like some of the Wong Kar-wai films, where, again, it's not so much the storyline that is what draws you in, but really the look of it, right, and the emotions that it evokes, certainly.
For us all, to do a good job, we have to know what we're talking about.
Your personal renditions.
And to know what you're talking about, you have to know what is happening. In
out of these memories, both deal very directly with memory. Also, Night and Fog, 1955, really one of the first, if not the first, documentaries about the Holocaust. And it's only 31 minutes long, but really powerful. So much so that it almost made earlier another list of mine, top five one-timers, because I have seen it a few times, but it's not a film really I recommend going back and watching over and over again.
The world. And for that, we might be more involved than people think. They think that we're just interpreting speeches, but actually no. We are really trying to figure out what that country is trying to speak. How we try to help people talk and not fight.
Of the objective, with whom you have a special rapport. For example, for some of you in the arena of love and relationship and partnership, certain of these formless forms can work a magic more easily with you and you with them. While in the area of work and career and outward manifestation, different of these formless forms have a different rapport with you. When it comes to issues of health or issues of whatever arena of life varying for you, maybe some, maybe others, it varies. It's fluid, it's flexible. Which of the objective archetypes have a personal connection to you? They're not yours. It's not that they have a special affinity for you, care more for you than the others. I love you better. I love you better than...
Why do you look away? There are some things I don't like to talk about, and you call it lying. But not when you do it.
I'm not the one on an investigation.
Why do you look away?
Emperor does. That emperor doesn't care for you worth squat, but I love you a whole bunch more. In fact, I love you more than any of the other archetypes. No. That's something else altogether. What we're talking about is other things. But perhaps when it comes to career, it is the energy of inner wisdom, of the crone, of the hermit, that is a better magical connection, link, co-creative energy than that of the magician.
Shh. We don't name the dead. Everyone who loses somebody wants revenge on someone, on God, if they can't find anyone else. But in Africa, Yumatopo, the coup believe that the only way to end grief is to save a life. If someone is murdered, a year of mourning ends with a ritual that we call the drowning mantra. There's an all-night party beside a river at dawn. The killer is put in a boat, he's taken out on the water, and he's dropped. He's bound so that he can't swim. The family of the dead then has to make a choice. They can let him drown, or they can swim out and save him. The coup believe that if the family lets the killer drown, they'll have justice but spend the rest of their lives in mourning. But if they save him, if they admit that life isn't always just, that very act can take away their sorrow. Vengeance is a lazy form of grief.
Or that of the devil. Or for some of you, maybe it is the connection with the devil. Loathe devil that it is. Until you get it square, till you get it straight. That is the energy that's going to guide you most directly when it comes to relationships at the heart.
Hi, Ma.
Back off. You're too close. Way too close. What are you, on a date?
I don't concentrate on faces in my job.
But you listen to voices. Do you think you could identify the voice you heard if you heard it again?
Well, I'd say yes. If it were, I mean, it was almost a whisper. Whispers disguise the quality of a voice. You, I imagine, study faces.
I think my favorite part of the directing process is editing, because I'm alone. I don't have to manage an army. You know, there are 200 people on a crew, sometimes more. I have a result in my head, but in order to get to that result, I have to go through so many different disciplines. There's a very high anxiety level when you're doing that kind of work, because you never know if you're going to get there. When all of that's done, what you're really doing in a way is going out and mining clay. And you're piling up all this supply of great clay that's in a kind of a shape. And then everybody goes away. And then you sit down here with a keyboard and you can sculpt. If you say to an actor, can you find something in what he's doing that absolutely drives you crazy in the scene? Can you find something in him that annoys you so much that you have to restrain yourself from killing him? You don't quite know what's going to happen. When I have all of these versions in front of me, it becomes a much more exact science. Becomes a much more perfect world in terms of, if I drop this section, there'll be a mystery here. And then when he says it in the next scene, it won't be the second time you heard it. It'll be the first time. This is better. Let's do that. Those are very finite things. It's like cooking. I mean, it's why I like to cook. You get the results very fast. It's very definite. You know, you put a little salt in, you put a little this in, you put a little that in. A movie is 2 years. I mean, I've been working on this movie for, as of this month, 2 years.
Get out of here.
I can't do that. So put the gun down.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Put it down.
I can't. I can't. I can't. Just go.
This is how it's done. This is how you put a gun down. Shoot him. He'll be dead. Then you'll be dead.
And I don't know what I'll be. Push down.
Read it! Read it!
Where?
The beginning. Read it.
The gunfire around us.
Louder. Like when you wrote it. When you believed it. When you meant it.
Gunfire around us makes it hard to hear. But the human voice is different from other sounds. It can be heard.
It can be heard over, over noises that bury everything else, even... even...
even when it's not shouting.
Shouting, even when it...
even when it's just a whisper.
Whisper.
Even the lowest whisper can be heard of our armies.
When? When?
When it's telling the truth.
That little boy was my country. William Bundu, Ove Bambi, killed by landmines. Alexander Mungoshi, Charles Kufomo, Ruth Kufomo, shot to death defending their home. Robert Chenjari, Benita Makuzi, burned to death during a protest rally. Edgar Sekuru, Masumi Bemsha, John Nkumo, Yvonne Nkumo.
Let the record show
Stephen Gawanda
that the Security Council
Sola Gawanda
has unanimously recommended
Stephen Shambiri
that President
Stambuli
Edmund
Watiku
Giovanni of Matobo
Esther Dikembe
be tried at the International Criminal
Chastity
Court
Tufam
in The Hague for crimes against humanity.
Simon Broom, shot to death in a soccer stadium.